Hello, this is Tom Ridley on Gosport Hospital Radio. Good evening, Gosport and surrounding areas and Barnstable.
Barnstable?
Yes,
why
indeed.
Why Barnstable?
That's where the rock stars are.
Rock stars?
Yes.
I thought you might have fathomed that we had a listener there.
We do. The rock stars. Are just.
Oh, sorry. Don't.
What?
I think we're literal
there
rock stars.
Of course they're literal rock stars.
They are.
You've met them. How are you, Patch?
Not bad, mate. How are you?
You're looking grungy. You could be...
Grungy.
How old would Kurt Cobain be now?
Oh, well, he was 28 when he died, 1995.
Yeah.
94.
Right.
Because I was in Seattle that weekend. Nowhere near his house. 94, 28, so he'd have been born in... What? Come on, do the maths.
Oh, you almost stopped before the S then, didn't you?
No, you never dropped the S.
Don't drop the S.
Was he younger than me?
Should we work it out?
Yeah, let's do that while we play some music.
Shall we? All right.
Get my calculator. What's 94 minus 28? If you know the answer to that, you can WhatsApp us.
All right, here we go. First song of the evening.
Miss Molly and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats. 18-wheeler camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal votes. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and porridge oats. A bit of grin and bear it, a bit of come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works. Elvis and Scotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Taking mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice, wee Willie Harris. Bantu, Stephen Biko, listening to Rico, Harper, Groucho, Chico. Cheddar, cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen, Dali, Dimitri and Pasquale, bala 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 and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, 1, 2, 3. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. 1, 2, 3.
was
Reasons to be Cheerful by Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
That's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's aged well.
Yeah, all this stuff has, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it has.
I'm just trying to think if some hasn't. I know there's some that's particularly slightly near the knuckle, which is okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the one we played. I won't repeat the title of that.
Yeah, that caught me by surprise.
It did, but they played it at the Paralympics in 2012. So I'm just reading the paper.
Oh yeah, you just carry on. Don't worry about that. I tell you what,
I've got some interesting things here.
You can hold it closer to the mic than that, can't you? Make it even louder.
It's for authenticity, mate. Authenticity, authentical, and authenticness.
Authenticality.
Yeah, I've actually done sort of prep. But
do you want to get into it?
Well. And I just thought I'd better update people on the latest interesting adverts in the back of Private Eye.
Yeah.
British-made Wagyu beef tallow dripping, along with other cooking fats available in various sizes at www.ndwalsh.co.uk. So for all your Wagyu beef tallow dripping needs.
I'm not sure what's happening. Any other adverts?
Well, the guy asking for newspapers from 1977 has disappeared. But there is somebody sending... Dankert wide belt sanders, model PAS 965 in good nick. Have five. We'll sell separately, £180 each, or job lot for £750. So if you need five wide belt sanders right now, ring this guy.
About that. If you've got any ads that you'd like us to, any items you'd like us to advertise, you can WhatsApp us on 07443 620 861. Send in a request or just let us know you're out there. Always nice to know who's listening in today.
Yeah, yeah.
Or any day.
Or any day.
Or any show.
Contact them all.
And we've got an email address as well, haven't we, Patch?
Oh, I thought we were backing away from that, but hey, no.
It's up to you.
If I can remember it. gospothospitalradiostudio@gmail.com.
Just got to remember to check it. That's
that
the only problem.
Go. Right, I'm logging onto that right now. I'm just checking to see there's no emails.
Let's play our next song then.
Okay.
What's this one, Patch?
This is R.E.M.
In the place where you live,
now face snow.
Think about direction, wonder why you have it now.
Stand
in the place where you were,
now face west.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't before. If you are confused, check with the sun. Carry a compass to help you along. Your feet are going. Will be falling. Listen to reason. Season is calling. Stand in the place where you live.
Now face snow.
Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now.
Stand
in the place where you were.
Now face snow.
Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you have it. Falling, listen to reason. Reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So
stand.
Now face snow. Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now.
Stand.
Now face snow. Think about the place where you live. Wonder.
love scented candles, don't you? I put them everywhere. White jasmine and mint, spiced orange, cherry blossom. They make my home so warm and welcoming. But these ones I got yesterday, all I can smell now is burnt plastic, ashen walls, and the embers of what used to be my beautiful home.
Fire can spread in seconds. Never leave candles or any naked flame unattended anywhere in your home. Fire kills. You can prevent it.
There you go. That was an infomercial. You weren't expecting that, were you? All right.
I like the smell of burnt plastic.
Yeah, it depends what you're into, isn't it?
I can't smell anything anyway, so it
doesn't. Well, that's true.
So I don't burn scented candles.
So I've just shocked us both, but potentially, by saying you look very Kurt Cobain today.
Yeah.
And then we looked up how old Kurt Cobain would be had he still been alive, and he'd been the same age as you.
Which is, yes, that's a privileged secret information, but it's true.
Well, potentially.
Allegedly. I'm not going to give away my age, but Kurt Cobain would be the same age as me.
Actually, you're wearing one of his cardies today.
Yeah, I'm wearing one of his cardies. Or was it one of the cardies he borrowed off me?
Oh.
I'm sure I've told you the Kurt Cobain story, haven't I? He played at Porcelain Polly.
Go on.
And I knew the Ents officer there.
Right.
Through my delightful first wife. And so Nirvana played at the Polly before never mind, they're touring with Tad, with Bleach, the Bleach album.
Right, yeah.
So Nirvana stayed, so it's pre-Dave Grohl as well, at this guy's flat. And in the morning the guy woke up and Kurt Cobain was doing the washing up in his kitchen.
You haven't told me that one.
I have told you that
You haven't told me that one. I'd love that.
Yeah,
that's so, your best story, that is.
Well, I didn't go to that gig, which was a bit mad. I missed him at the Polly, but I did see him twice at Reading.
So Kurt Cobain did my washing up.
Yeah, so some guy, I can't remember the guy's name or anything, but he was the entertainment officer at the Students' Union in Portsmouth Polytechnic, and he spent the whole of his budget on Sub Pop bands.
Yeah, right. Because that's what he liked.
I did see Mudhoney. He got Mudhoney as well. And,
brilliant.
I think it was the same year as he got The Shaman, which weren't Sub Pop, obviously.
Wow.
I can't think who else, but he had several thousand pounds and spent it exactly as he liked.
Amazing. That's really good. I like that.
Isn't that a bit of fun? I've got another story like that, but I'll save it for another day. Ask me about who my brother showed me a picture of sitting on his toilet. Which blew my mind, because you won't believe it when I tell you.
Well,
and I check in with him, the other guy that was there on that occasion, because he was walking around the town with his rock star, and some bloke was so surprised he walked backwards into a lamppost and banged his head. It was someone that famous.
Are you going to reveal it today?
I can't remember who that was. I know the one on the toilet was.
Yeah, you're going to reveal that today?
Nah, we'll save that for when I come back.
What? You're going to wait for...
I checked with my brother first.
Oh, man. Right.
Anyway, that was Stand by R.E.M. What do we think of R.E.M.?
We do. We like them.
I can't. I'm undecided. I've never really got my head around them.
I think they're very musical. I think there's something about their songs.
Yeah.
And something about him. And I think what they did is they finished on an absolute sort of peak of... Not maybe when they're at their best, but when they decided enough was enough and just stopped.
That's quite a good move, isn't it?
Just stopped. And I think that sort of secured their legacy in a way.
Yeah.
Because they've just been frozen in time as this fantastic band.
Yeah. And, the fact they've got several million dollars each probably helped.
Well, I bet a lot of bands have, right? But they keep Stones.
Yeah, but they're going to be playing an Aspic, aren't they, forever. Cryogenically frozen or something. brains plugged in.
Well, they'll be in some sort of ABBA show, won't they? Where they get some, holographic version of Mick.
Mick.
Still doing his thing.
I used to be able to do a good Mick Jagger impersonation, but I don't think I could anymore.
Oh, well, practice while we're playing this song.
Okay, are you going to tell us what it is, or is it a surprise?
No.
Surprise me.
Surprise. Oh no, not me. We The Man Who Sold the World.
By David Bowie.
By David Bowie. Do you know Lulu did a version of that?
Really?
One of the, was it Anonymous Opinion feeds that I watch on the web to capture different funny anonymous opinions and confessions that people post, which also get anonymised.
Like Fesshole?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly like Fesshole. One of them said, The Man Who Sold the World, best version of it, Lulu. Which I did listen to. It's all right, actually. It was all right. You wouldn't have known it's Lulu from Wow. You might have, but it's okay. It's okay.
She's got a very good singing voice, but it's not exactly.
The indie hour.
No, exactly.
Stuff
not,
is it?
No, and it's not. It's not Kurt Cobain or David Bowie. So there we go. But we're talking of Kurt Cobain. His doppelgangers appeared on our WhatsApp feed. Can you believe it? Norbert's messaged in to say he went to the Nirvana exhibition of some sort. I don't know what that is. And he's got a photograph of himself next to the actual unplugged guitar.
That's pretty cool.
Nirvana did one of the old MTV series called Unplugged, where big bands would do their acoustic versions.
Yeah, and that's where that song, their cover song, was
from. It is, hence the clapping. But above that, there's a picture of him with a blonde wig and a cardigan.
Much like the cardigan you're wearing today, actually.
It's rather, yeah.
Big arms. And he's looking very pleased with himself. He's in a blonde wig, Kurt Cobain wig. It's fantastic. That's a great effort.
It is good. Good work. Anyone else got pictures of themselves dressed as famous rock stars?
Send them in to
us. Send them in on WhatsApp.
We might be able to coax that story out of Patch before the end of the show today.
Well, no, it's not a whole story. It's not properly baked.
Oh.
I've got to get both the rock star names, so I'll have to bring that back for me sometime.
All right.
WhatsApp us 07443 620 861. Do you want a cartoon blast?
No, not now. I think we need to go straight into Nobby's request.
Oh, right.
I think he's earned it, sending in those photos. Right. That's brilliant. Well done, Nobby. Alpha Nobby, keeping up his alphaness. Superb.
Charm around your neck, strung out and thin, calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you've come to expect. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay. He's wearing your clothes, head down to toes, a reaction to you. You say you know what he did, but you idiot kid, you don't have a clue. Sometimes they just get caught in the eye, you're pulling him through. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay.
Very nice, I like that. That was Needle in the Hay by Elliot Smith.
Elliot Smith, got a big cult following.
Including Nobby.
Yeah, Nobby says he's just got into him lately. So Nobby Norbert, that's Nobby Norbert Cobain.
The theme of the day.
He was saying at the Nirvana exhibition, there was also a Guitar Hero session you can participate, but he was so terrible at it, he pretended to smash the guitar.
I'd like to see a video of the staff sort of going, hold on a minute.
Don't break the stuff.
Important stuff. I've got some notes that I made from the Winter Olympics, which...
they're not called that anymore, are they? They're called the Olympic Winter Games now or something.
Are they?
Yeah, it's been rebranded.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's probably health and safety gone mad, isn't it?
Bizarre. So I better use this material before memory passes.
For the next Winter Olympics.
Well, maybe I can save it for the next one.
Yeah, fair enough. Probably not going to date, is it?
So a couple of snippets from this. French choreographer Benoit Richaud.
Benoit.
Is coaching 16 figure skaters from, guess how many different nations?
16?
No, 13.
Oh, that's not fun.
13 different nations at the issue's
Winter Olympics.
It means he has to keep changing jackets to match the country of whichever competitor is currently performing. I think I did see a clip. I didn't watch much of the Winter Olympics, but I did see someone changing jacket. And I thought, do people know he's doing that? Is he allowed to do that? And it might well be this guy.
Odd.
So, yeah, he's obviously well thought of. So he was training.
Were they all sparkly jackets as well?
I don't know. We'll Google them and, we'll find that out.
Google it, find it out.
And this other one, which is a little bit controversial, so I need to choose my words as I go
careful,
through this.
Please.
So
please be careful.
Don't push me on this, because I know you like naughty things. There's an unusual controversy at the Winter Olympics. Some male ski jumpers...
Oh, yes, I've heard about this.
...have been accused of enhancing performance by injecting hyaluronic acid into their bodies.
Hyaluronic acid, it's great for your hair.
What parts do gentlemen have that ladies do not?
It's the gentleman's genitalia.
The idea, reported in the German press, is that this could slightly increase their body measurements during suit fitting, potentially providing an aerodynamic edge while competing. Apparently, it increases circumference by 1 or 2 centimetres. The World Anti-Doping Agency says they'll look into the claims if a formal complaint is made, though any hyaluronic acid, hopefully I'm saying that right, isn't currently banned. Officials acknowledge athletes and teams have previously looked for creative ways to manipulate suit size for a competitive advantage, but this is certainly one of the most unconventional.
Yes.
And so,
I'll leave you to your imagination, but there's other ways of... Anyway.
Anyway.
It's a strange one, that. It's literally increasing the surface area of their suit, which gives it a bigger...
Yeah.
Surface area.
Wingspan.
Bigger wingspan, yeah. But there's other ways of, increasing your
body mass.
Yeah,
I got it first
mass.
Time, Patch.
Well, you could go pump iron.
Yeah.
Make your biceps bigger.
Yeah, bingo wings.
Bingo wings. Bingo wings. Get your granny on the ski jump.
Off you go, Nana. See you at the bottom.
Don't forget the flap.
Championship, but it always took about 15 billion hours to set the track up. And even when you did, the thing never seemed to work. It was a dodgy transformer again and again, a dodgy transformer. It was a dodgy transformer, again and again. A dodgy transformer that cost £3.10. So he'd send his doting mother up the stairs with the stepladders to get the Subutio out of the loft. He had all the accessories required for that big match atmosphere, the crowd and the dugout and the floodlights too. You'd always get palmed off with a headless centre forward and a goalkeeper with no arms and a face like his. And he'd managed to get hold of a Duke LaBraga away kit, cos his uncle owned a sport shop, and he kept it to one side. And after only 5 minutes, he'd be down to 10 men, cos he'd sent off your right back for taking the face from under his left winger. And come to half-time, you were losing 4-0. Each and every goal, a hotly disputed penalty. So he'd smash up the floodlights, and the match was abandoned. And the dog would bark, and you'd be banned from his house. And your travelling army of synthetic supporters would be taken away from you and thrown in the bin. Now he's working in a job with a future. He hands me my gyro every 2 weeks. Me, I'm on the lookout for a proper transformer.
That was Half Man, Half Biscuit, I believe.
And All I Want for Christmas is a Dukla Prague Away kit.
Nice.
It's brilliant. When you go to their gigs, I've been to one.
If you go to their gig.
If you've been to their gig, there's loads of people wearing Dukla Prague Away kits.
Is there?
It's just mad.
What does the Dukla Prague Away kit look like?
I think it's maroon with a gold trim, as I recall. Mm. I mean, Dukla Prague must be wondering, why are we sending all these football tops to Tranmere?
I wonder how it like worked. Look up how many. I want you to do some research.
Right.
Look up how many Dukla Prague
away kits have been sold.
Yeah. And do they have to stick with that colour now because of Half Man, Half Biscuit?
That was sort of 1986. So they made a few quid out of it because I went 2 or 3 years ago and there were people still wearing them.
Really?
So they're getting a bit of turnover from it. Yeah.
Dukla Prague are a Pragian team, aren't they?
They're from Czech Republic, Czechia or something like that, wherever it's called now. Yeah, Prague. Yeah, yeah. And they were sort of big in the...
Never heard of them.
You've not heard of them?
No.
They were a respectable team back in the day when pre-Berlin Wall coming down. You know, they did all right back then. Because, I don't know, why wouldn't they be now? I suppose they are. And the other thing that people wear, of course, is Joy Division oven gloves. So they have people that are waving oven gloves with the transmission, the Joy Division transmission graphic on it.
Right, okay.
Because that's their big song. Joy Division. And I've got a great video of me waving. Someone lent me the Joy Division oven glove.
And you took a video of it? Presumably with the other hand.
Adam videoed me bouncing around with the Joy Division oven glove in my hand.
Brilliant.
During that song. And the another funny thing was they had a Van Halen crest loud behind the stage. So, I don't know why.
Wow.
A Van Halen badge.
That sounds very you.
It was great. Anyway, sorry about the creaky chair. I can't help it when I'm laughing. My chairs creak.
Talking of laughing.
Go on.
I see a new series of Last One Laughing has been released on Amazon Prime.
I saw the shocking opener as well because I watched a bit of Goggles box.
Right, okay. And so that... It's got some. It's got some good guests on it. No, I'm not going to do any spoilers. Roisin Conaty is back alongside Jimmy Carr, who's the host, and this time the guests are David Mitchell, Diane Morgan, Ramesh Ranganathan, Amy Gledhill, Maisie Adam, Mel Gedroich, Alan Carr, Gisemba Ikomelo, and Sam Campbell, who is fantastic on Taskmaster. He's actually on tour soon. I think in October. I need to talk to you about that. See if you want to go and see.
Oh.
Sam Campbell, I think little
Aussie fella. He'll be worth a look. Yeah, he's good value. In fact, I did see the clip I saw of without any spoilers. He takes on Bob Mortimer.
Yeah, that's brave, isn't it?
That's brave. Have you seen that bit?
Bobby's the returning champ, of course. Yeah. Well, spoiler from series one, but
yeah.
It's still well worth watching.
So the point
watching.
Of the show is that they lock 12 comedians in the room for 6 hours and the last one to laugh wins, basically.
Yeah. So you're not allowed to laugh.
It's a really good idea, actually.
You're allowed to get one yellow card,
uh-huh.
Get a second one, and you're out.
Right.
And they've got a million cameras there.
A million cameras, right.
And Jimmy Carr and Roisin Conaty keeping an eye on the proceedings. It's brilliant. It's really good TV. And it's funny, I've been sitting there trying not to laugh myself.
Ah, that's a good idea. Play along at home, right?
But it's hard not to. And it's pretty joyless not laughing as well. that's kind the of thing. The point. But it's very, very hard.
Because, of course, it's not just them doing routines. Although, in the first series, they had people popping up sort of randomly. Like what's his name?
Mr. Swallow.
I really want to see him now. I really wish we'd got along to see him.
He was at Firm Live in the last year.
I know, it was mad to miss him.
My friend Matt went to see him and he said it was fantastic. And I think he had his son up on stage for one of his bits, and his son did really well. So it's a good little moment.
Well, Nick Mohammed's just an all round genius.
Yes.
He's just such a
talent. He's very subtle, isn't he?
He can do everything.
He's gentle.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was on that other TV celebrity thing with the killing people.
Traitors. Yes. Killing people.
Not real killing.
And, what was I going to say? It's gone. Anyway.
It's gone. Right, you're going to play something else?
Next up? Yeah, let's play something else.
Go on then.
And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotes. vacation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Pay a surgeon very well to break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that war you're waging? Firstborn unicorn. A teenage bride with a baby inside, getting high on information. And buy me a star on a boulevard, it's Californication. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. In Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And Alderaan's not far away, it's Californication. Born and raised by those who praise control of population. Everybody's been there and I don't mean no vacation. Firstborn unicorn.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. And talking of David Mitchell, who's on
talking of David Mitchell,
last one laughing,
the fifth member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
a review of more than 200 studies from the 1940s to the 2000s has found that people are on average correct 54% of the time when telling lies from truths. 54% of the time. The average accuracy of contestants on Would I Lie to You? 54%.
Oh, that's weird.
That's quite, yeah, quite interesting. Even though some of them are crazy, so you'd think they'd be harder to guess. But then, yeah, you get Bob Mortimer on there, and he messes stuff up. He's a bad man.
That's a funny number, because it's like there's something. I think it's about 52 or 54% is a percentage of points won by top tennis players.
Okay,
they only win
just more than average.
That much more, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Because of the way the scoring structure is in tennis, it's like whatever it is. Because you can just lose. Doesn't matter if you lose completely when returning serve, as long as you hold your serve and then win on a, I don't know what I'm talking about. I hadn't really thought that one through.
But
it's very marginal.
It's the way you tell them.
To be a really top tennis player, it's very fractional, very marginal. I'm going to do a cartoon now because it's topical and it's local. So this cartoon is a drawing of a naval officer talking to a workman standing next to the HMS Victory, which of course is covered in scaffold. And the naval officer is saying to the workman, "How much longer will it be before she can leave to help protect Cyprus?" Of course, we know that it's always covered in scaffold, isn't it?
All right, okay.
Double whammy.
All right. Anyway, we got another request in. This is from Adam Zen, who's requested a bit of Baby Shambles.
Bus stops and a pale thin girl with eyes forlorn, gin in teacups and leaves on the lawn, violence and dull cues and a pale thin girl behind the checkout. But if you're looking for cheap sort satin, false anticipation, I'll be waiting in the photo booth at the underground station. So come away, won't you come away, we'll go to classics and cannons at dawn, coffee wallers and pith helmets and on English sun. Reebok classics and cannons at dawn, coffee wallers and pith helmets and on English sun. But if you're looking for cheap tart, glint with perspiration, there's a 4-mile queue outside the disused power station. Now come away, won't you come away, we'll go to Margate, Scarborough, Wigan, Shepherd's Bush, or anywhere. But if you're looking for a cheap sort, glint with perspiration, I'll be waiting in the photo booth at the underground station. Won't you come away? Come away, we'll go to anywhere in Albion.
That was quite gentle, and then with a rapido finish.
We were expecting a bit more, sounded a bit more kicking, didn't we?
A bit more grunt.
A bit more grunt, because it's Baby Shambles for Adam.
I saw this quote, which I quite like. During the First World War, Sir Adrian Carton de Wiart, mm-hmm. was injured 8 times. He lost an eye, was shot in the back of the head, nearly lost a leg, and had to pull off his own mangled fingers before having his arm amputated. In his memoirs, he wrote, "Frankly, I'd enjoyed the war."
Where'd that come from?
Right, what you play next, Patch?
Bit in the Cave of the Bad Seeds.
And no more shall we part. It will no longer be necessary. And no more will I say, dear heart, I am alone, and she has left me, and no more shall we part. The contracts are drawn up, the ring is locked upon the finger. And never again will my letters start. Sadly, you're in the depths of winter, and no more shall we part. All the hatchets have been now, and all of the birds will sing to your beautiful heart upon the bough, and no more shall. Chain of command has been silenced now, and all of those birds would have sung to your beautiful heart anyhow.
Snippet for you, Patch.
Snippet.
16th century printer.
Yep.
Henry Denham proposed a backwards question mark or percontation point.
Yes.
To be used for ironic or rhetorical questions.
Really? 16th century?
He didn't catch on.
Really? Are you sure? I didn't know irony was a thing in the 16th century.
Must have always been, right?
Since I don't know, maybe he was suggesting it ironically. Ah! There's layers and layers. Do you know what I saw today?
What's that?
There's a guy with a ginger fro wearing a skull cap with tie down around the outside. So I thought, wow, that's mad. That's a look. And I got up close, it was actually a Russian hat. That's what it looked like from a distance. I thought, after the other ginger-haired person I saw, I thought, that's a look. I can't remember, what did I describe last time? I don't know. But it's the same guy in a skull cap. His hair all bunched out the side, but no, just a Russian hat. And the other thing you've got to check out on BBC Radio, BBC 4, is Call My Bluff. It's just mad, because it's just a parlour game where you've got to guess who's telling fibs about the definition of a word. And the funny thing about it is, there's people smoking on telly.
All right.
Because I saw it one week, I thought, there's somebody with a cigarette. No.
This is from back in the day, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant and it's a modern take on it.
No, but I watched it again last night. There's the guy's called Miles Kington, and Penelope Keith was on it, Penelope and Ian Keith. Ogilvie. And the two team captains are both of speech impediments. One has got a really bad stammer, which is really unusual.
Right.
And the other guy's Frank Muir, who speaks with this really pronounced, really strange rrs. You can't say his rrs, but like Jonathan Ross times 10. But it's they ran for 1,000 episodes.
Did it?
Yeah. I don't know, is there that many words?
So that's kind of a precursor to Would I Lie to You, then, is it?
Yeah. Oh, kind
of.
Just
completing the circle.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar. But the funny thing was just people chaffing away on cigarillos.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
Good old days.
Good old days.
Wonder why you were chuffing away yourself on a cigarillo in here.
Yeah. You get us in trouble.
Against health and safety.
Yeah. Health and safety gone mad, right?
Yeah.
I'm not smoking cigarillos in the studio.
No, I'm not. Just for...
Anyway, that was No More Shall We Part by Nick Cave, which, talking of irony, is because I'm going to be away for a few weeks.
You are. You're going to be away for quite a while, aren't you? So
a few weeks.
I need to see if I can get any co-hosts to come and join
co-hosts.
Me.
Co-hosts, yeah. Get Bampot back.
Yeah, Bampot. There's a few I've got on my list here.
Right.
Engage and see if they're around. Come and help me out.
Pushing the buttons.
No. You're not trained for that.
No.
Patch, let's not jump above your station now, shall we?
Okay. So, what you got there? In your ski suit? Well, it just reminds me to say, don't forget to put your bins out tomorrow.
Indeed.
It's recycling tomorrow. And mine's absolutely full because I was away last time.
God. Here we go, rock and roll.
Right, you can play this song.
Right, we've got enough time to play a few minutes of this, so thanks for listening, folks.
Cheers, gang.
And, Patch, I'll see you in a good few weeks.
I'll see you tomorrow, actually, but apart from that...
All right, it's the radio magic guy.
The magic.
All right, this is for Kirk. This is Better As One by The Heavy, and I heard from Kirk earlier. Unfortunately, his son Harry didn't win the knockout competition of the Battle of the Bands to go and play at the Isle of Wight Festival, but he was very good and it was a good experience, so good work, Harry. All right, take care all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Better hold my soul if I'm off the coals.
Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.